And you're listening to Coach's Rewind on KDNS 94.1 Z96.3, talking with Sylvan Lucas coach Ben Labrador. Coach, nice win last week against Thunder Ridge. Get things started. After watching film on Sunday or the weekend, what did you see with the Mustangs of Sylvan Lucas?
Oh, you know, we had a lot of things we got to fix. You know, I thought we came off the ball high at a lot of points. I thought our DNs were hesitant at times. All in all, effort was good. You know, I thought the kids played hard. It's just some of that technique stuff that you got to clean up, and where we didn't have a jamboree. You know, I've kind of been torn on the jamboree thing, whether I want it or not. And this year we weren't able to have it. And I think, you know, looking back, I think it would have helped us maybe a little bit fix some of that other stuff earlier. But all in all, not disappointed. Just, you know how it is from game one to two, there's a lot of little things you need to correct.
Well, Coach, you got one of the best weight rooms in the country and do a great job with the kids. Coach Struckoff will tell you and told us on the radio that the difference was your strength. Talk about the Mustang weight room, the kids getting in there this summer, and how it pans out during the season.
Oh, we had a good summer. You know, it's a Trey Barrientos, one of my assistant coaches, kind of runs it along with some other help, and they do a good job, and it's, you know, it's, the kids are excited about being in there, and we had a pretty good turnout. So, you know, that makes my job easy when those young guys can get excited and get those kids in there and get them done.
Well, Coach, you had a young man run for 5 touchdowns, 287 yards, I believe, and the Maupin kid. Just talk about his performance against Thunder Ridge, and especially the big guys up front.
You know, I thought he got some creases. I thought the line and fullbacks got in front of him, got some blocks for him, and Zane only needs one or two blocks, and he sees the field well. You know, he's also extremely hardworking kid. You know, you go do something like that, and he's running sprints harder than he ever has before Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you know, that's just kind of the type of kid he is.
Coach, you have a little bit different animal this week with St. John's Tipton. They had a great performance last week against Rock Hills and beating them 58-8. A lot of weapons. Parker Gates, offensive coordinator, been around 8-man football all his life. Herenick kid had 5 touchdowns, including 2 runs, 2 receiving touchdowns, and a punt return. St. John's has 19 players for the first time in a long time, and they're very athletic. What do you see in the St. John's Tipton team tonight?
No, you hit it on the head. They're athletic. You know, in 8-man football, you'd rather have athletes and sometimes in great big kids. And, you know, they can cover the field with athletes and long athletes, which make it a little difficult. So, you know, we're going to have to be disciplined. We're going to have to be able to tackle in space. Parker's done a good job with them. You can tell, you know, he spent time at Victoria under Coach Overly, who's probably one of the best coaches in 8-man football. So you can tell I see a little bit of that in what I watch on film, and you know, they do a good job.
Coach, nobody does it better on offense in 8-man football than yourself. Any perks or anything that you changed this year or looking forward to seeing later on in the year?
No, we got a pretty good group of kids. You know, we always talk about the fact that, you know, I don't care how good of football players you are. We just want hard workers and, you know, kids that are respectful and coachable. And I've been real pleased with this group in that aspect. You know, they're going to be pretty employable individuals here in about 3 or 4 years. And that's all we can ask. The football part, it'll come.
Coach Ben Labrador, honor and a pleasure. Always a great interview. Best of luck tonight against St. John's Tipton. That game's down there in Sylvan, right?
Correct.
Yep. All right. Best of luck. We'll talk to you next week, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.